it really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow!
3-2 swinger, a pop foul.
Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow!
This is exciting. Every time I get to fill in on the Bellini and Rico show, I hope it's a Friday because this is the greatest game on radio ever invented. It's called Who Said It?
Who said it?
White powder up my nose.
Your glass is always half full.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, you are very excited. You're always excited to play this game.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. I listen every day, guys. You know, I listen, but I listen especially on Fridays.
Last time you were here and you did this, you were pretty good at it.
3 of 5, but who's counting?
You pissed me off. So hopefully I did a better job today, so you cannot win.
Here comes that competitive golf
club
Jeff
championships,
again.
Not even senior.
Well, here, Donald, please, we're playing. But here's the thing. Like, you guys want to do well, right? You want to win?
I like to get one right. If I can get one, I feel good about myself.
Not going good.
I feel you need to set your sights higher.
I'm with Rico.
Practice.
That is
your
funny,
feedback, man.
Because we all just want to get one.
Yeah.
Rico wants to get
all of them.
He
wants all
I want
of
to dominate.
Like, you just don't want to end up blank.
Right.
That's it.
I went 3 for 5 last time. Now, a Tigers hitter would be happy with that, but not me. No.
All right.
5 for 5.
Let's Here we go. Number one. Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
Starting a sentence with look is very Doug. Don't you think?
You think it's Doug?
Look. And then he goes on to explain what he's talking about. I think it's Doug.
You think Doug? I think it's Jansen. Let me tell you why. I think he's talking to Costa about the electric car. And there's a lot of electric cars that don't have tires. They don't have spares, rather. So...
They don't have tires.
They don't have spares. They don't have spares. They got tires.
One more time,
David. They fly, okay? They don't need tires.
Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
It's Jansen.
See, I wonder if it's Cookies responding to Jansen.
I thought that too, Rico.
Oh. And basically, he got his manhood questioned.
It's like, look, I know how to change a tire.
Right.
I don't know if it has a jack. Yeah, that could be right.
I'm going to go with Cook.
I'm going to stick with Doug, but that's a great point.
I'll go John still.
Everybody's locked in?
Yeah. Like, I can change a tire.
Damn
I don't
it!
Know that that thing has a spare. I don't know that it has
great
the jack.
Great job. Oh, man.
Yeah, so what they were talking about is Cookies on the way into work one day this week hit a pothole, and he was worried that he damaged his tire. So he was saying, I could change it.
Whoa,
Rico, that's veteran leadership right there. That
cross-eyed nipples.
3 for 6 now, Jeff. 0 for 1 on the day.
Thanks for the negativity. Tough. You know what they say? You can't have 2 good days in a row. So I play like crap today. That means the golf game's great tomorrow. Donald, please.
Here is number 2. When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Ooh.
Scott sounds the like Gator Anderson.
Sounds like they're talking
the same thing.
Lions. When healthy.
Yes.
One more time.
When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
I think it's one of those things where Gator thinks, hey, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but he's not really going out on a limb. I'm going to go Gator.
I'm between Gator and Jansen right now.
Ooh, Jansen could be a good one, too.
It's a very easy opinion to have. When healthy, they're going to be a dynamic, good team, whatever. That's any team in the NFL that's above average.
That's a good point.
I'll run with you on Gator. I think it's Gator.
Rico's deep in thought.
I'm going to go same show, different hosts. Qualifier, Doug. Hey, when healthy. So I'm going my old roommate from college, Doug Carter.
You do know him well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah, so David looks very happy.
Who said it?
When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Doug's partner in the booth.
I had it.
You were close. You were close.
Through my fingers.
Twice now, somebody had it. I chose not to go with them. All right. What else you got?
Oh, I'm loving it so far. Jeff, it's 0 for 2. All right, number 3.
I already got my one, so I can walk away.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the standard around here. Just want to do the bare minimum.
He's partying, and he's better than you right now. How does that feel?
Number 3.
Rebound.
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule. To go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
What? All right. I have no idea. Here's what I do know. Tom's been off this week. Kang's been off this week. So we can cross them out. That sounds very Doug Karsh to me.
See, I was thinking Gator. Again.
Then I'll go with you.
No, don't go.
I'm gonna go
one
with
of us
you.
Can get Dave, this right.
David, is everybody in this or is it just the shows?
Everyone is eligible.
So it could be
everyone.
A Mark Ryan.
Oh, can you do that again then, please?
I mean, the league...
Can I get an amen?
...had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule to go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
These are so utterly meaningless.
They're so vague. It doesn't have any content to it.
I mean, it's like, hey, I saw a guy walking down the street yesterday.
So
who said
got,
that?
You got Doug?
Hell, I don't know. Now that I know everybody's eligible, I'm going to go with Kenny. I'm going to go Gator.
I'll tell you this. I didn't say that.
I'm going Gator.
Yeah, I'm going Gator as well.
You're going Gator. You're going Gator.
Yes, sir.
See, I want to go Gator, but I don't want to go anything that Rieger has now.
David
now
made
I'm toxic.
These.
Now I'm toxic. David yeah. made these to stump
so
me.
So you know what? I'll just go Doug just because I don't want to agree with Rieger. And I already got one in the bag.
Yeah, so you're happy. Base minimum.
Who said it?
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for
Let's
decades.
Go. Hey, I got was one. I'm on the board. Schedule. I feel good about myself.
To go
yeah.
from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
Very insightful. Thank
like,
you,
what
Gator.
The hell was that? Like, honestly, do you have any idea what happened after that?
Then they're
was
thinking about going
coming?
To 18, and then when they go from 17 to 18, it's just one more game. So, you know, what's one more game?
So it's history lessons with Gator. I remember
and
when.
And then they play extra games, and that was called playoff games.
David oh, just said, I'm going right. to turn.
Wild cards, and then there's divisional games, and then there's the championship games. How about this? We get the two championship winners together. Let's call it a bowl game, but not just any bank. Let's an extraordinary game. No, a Super Bowl. There
Rico
we go.
Is talking so much with his hands. I only envision this is how he teaches his class.
Oh, well, it absolutely
kids.
Is.
Well, kids, you're very handsy with them, aren't you?
All right.
I don't. You know
David,
what?
Clip that.
Oh, wait. All right, we got time for one more.
Thank you so much, Rico. That was amazing. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I got a couple more. I'll give you those real quick. Number 4. Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, and other times the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
Like, honestly, these quotes, you chose the most mundane quotes just so we had no anybody could have said that.
He said, I'm going to turn my radio on right now, and whatever is being said, that's the quote. It doesn't have to be about anything.
What's the quote again?
Hell, go ahead, David.
Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, and other times the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
I don't know. John Jansen.
What do you got?
I'm going to go...
You know what? I'm going Mark Ryan. I'm changing
no,
my
that's
guess.
Not, no, Mark Ryan would have said, all prospects fail. The success rate on prospects are deplorable. F you. No, I'm going to go Doug Karsh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Doug as well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah.
Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not
hey,
all
Dave,
built the same.
How you
sometimes
feeling now, buddy?
All right, I have to give you the last one.
Oh,
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition, but I don't think it's a sport.
This be good. I'm 2-2. This put me at 3-5, 3-5 again. That's hard. Though.
This is Tough Guy Sports Opinion. This is Jansen.
Have we had Jansen yet? We have.
Yeah, we have. I let him slip through my fingers
David,
once.
David, one more time.
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition, but I don't think it's a sport.
I think you're right, because I can hear it in his cadence. Like, I don't think auto racing is a sport. Like, you know how he gets very preachy?
Now you're making me feel less good about this guest.
No, right? I think Costa, at that point, is probably rolling his eyes. I'm going to go Jansen.
I'll go Gator.
Oh.
All right. We're all locked in? Yeah. Who said it?
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition.
Oh, that is very smart.
It was right there.
Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah, somebody, I mean, the ticket text is lighting up. They knew that was Cookies.
That's smart.
Kenny, where the hell were you?
Where was I?
No, I count on you. No. I count on you. You are a veteran at this game.
Don't blame your shortcomings on me, man.
Listen, I was 3 for 5 last time, 2 for 5 this time.
Tomorrow, double bogey. Damn it, Kenny. You weren't there.
It's easier to blame somebody else. That was Who Said It? On 97.1 The Ticket. On the ticket.
Everybody over there.
Who said it was fun? Rico, you seem just...
Because here's the thing. And maybe I'm a bad person. And if I am...
You probably are.
You guys can let me know. 248-539-9797. I don't understand this Olympic stuff that I'm watching. Nor do I care about the Olympics.
Well, currently there's nothing a dude riding on a horse, but he's supposed to be a ghost.
It's not a dude even riding on a horse. I think it's a robot or AI... I don't know what it is. I then saw a fashion show where everybody just broke out and started dancing. I'm like, what does this have to do with the Olympics?
Fashion shows go.
Then you got a bunch of, nothing says Paris like people on boats. I don't understand this. Opening ceremonies to me get weirder and weirder every 4 years, but I'm not really excited about the Olympics. There's nothing about this that says, oh my God, I have to watch this, these games. And I don't know if it makes me a bad person. I don't know if it makes me a bad American because I don't care about the American team. I don't care about any of this.
You know what it makes you? It makes you an American.
I just don't care.
You're not a bad American. I think the majority of Americans don't care. Like, I think other countries probably care about their country trying to win a gold medal. However, here, we got our own sports that we care about. We care about the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, football. We don't care about the Olympics. Like, is anybody really upset if
Rieger, I'm with
any
you.
Team is not winning a gold medal?
I think you're supposed to care. You see all
right, the whole
you're
patriotism
inundated.
Thing.
To me, the Olympics rank right up there with the Army-Navy football game. I don't really care.
Not a pomp and circumstance.
I'm supposed to, and it's supposed to make me a good... I don't really, I'm not watching it. There's no event that I'm not going to be up at like 2 a.m. or whenever the games are. I didn't even know it started right now. I thought it started later on, but I guess at Paris, it's nighttime right now. It's just a bunch of weird things going on. I guess LeBron James is going to be a flag bearer. They're floating on boats and it's raining.
I know what you want. You want the documentary made from the Olympic Village. When they all finish competing and they all hook up with each other.
Now that,
I mean, I would watch that.
Spanking.
It's still wet.
I'd like to jank myself.
I have a big one.
I care. Go ahead, Rico.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to it.
Do you value your
I love like these I nuts.
Oh, it doesn't stop.
I'm
this
hard.
Is unbelievable.
You know what, David?
You know,
never mind. Here's the mic back. I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted by about 11 drops, I care more about the Army-Navy game, but I'm with Rieger. I think the most American thing you can do is not care about the Olympics whatsoever.
Nobody cares. Like, yes, you know what? The only time I cared, Kenny, and you might agree with this, the only time I cared was when... The United States was taking on Canada in the Winter Olympics in hockey, and I wanted Canada to lose. I think it was 2010, and the games were in Vancouver, and Babcock was the coach, and Holland was the GM, and Yzerman was part of it as well. Like, I wanted the Canadians to lose so bad, and then remember Sidney Crosby hooked up with Jerome McGinley. That was the only time I've ever cared about the Olympics. Other than that, I'll watch the fastest man on earth, the 100 meters. I thought it was kick-ass when Michael Phelps won all those gold medals. That's it. That is my Olympic but is it given F factor.
Is it appointment viewing? Like, are you going to sit here and make sure you're watching this? Or
you turn it
on?
It is.
It is for you?
I'm the odd man out here because I have to watch the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I love watching, well, of course, the basketball. Of course, I love watching basketball. But I love watching the gymnastics, the swimming,
Black jobs.
Table tennis. I love watching it all. I do.
The table tennis.
Table tennis? Yeah.
The equivalent of curling in the Winter Olympics?
Lifting?
Everything.
David, do you like watching the like power walk where they're not really running, but they're going a little bit faster than a walk? That one always makes me laugh that that's actually an event.
248-539-9797. Are you looking forward to the Olympic Games, or is it just meaningless background noise for you? No judgment. I just can't get excited for these games because I don't care.
I mean, they have break dancing, dude. Come on.
Is that why they've been breakdancing during this event?
That is a new event for the Paris Olympics.
And then they had the guy with the Olympic flame doing parkour, jumping off roofs.
Like, yeah, that is a new event for the Olympics this year.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, ask yourself, what sport could you get a gold medal in? They have badminton. They have beach volleyball. They have something called breaking, which I assume is breakdancing.
That's the breakdancing,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, some of these sports, I kind of feel like maybe you got a chance. Not golf, of course. What's handball?
Handball is just like soccer. You just use your hands.
Oh.
I think they have those sticks.
They got shooting.
No, that's not
field hockey. They have that as well. Field hockey as well.
Handball is like basically it's just like tennis or whatever. You never played handball before?
No.
With the court and the wall and you hit the ball, it's just no racket. You use your hand.
No, never played it.
Oh, yeah.
Never played handball.
Basically, it's like the.
They have another one where they can dribble twice and move. It's another one with their hand.
Well, they do have 3-on-3 basketball as well.
They do.
Is that like what's coming here? We're getting a team?
That's called Ice Cube's thing.
So Ice Cube's going to the Olympics?
Basically.
No, like it's Paul not Pierce the same. And... No.
Oh. Jason Richardson out there.
Nice. Now, listen,
hot sauce.
I do think like Americans would be fine if America wins in various events.
They do. But they dominate.
I don't think America gives a damn about the medal race or the average American cares about, hey, I'm watching the basketball. They might care because it's such a star-studded team.
I don't think they care about the basketball.
Other than that.
No, right there. You're watching basketball to see him lose.
I want him to lose, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Because you don't like the team. You don't like the play. You don't like KD.
Every other country is rooting for their team to win because it's a big deal. Every other country. Yes, it is.
I don't want them to win.
You don't think the folks in Hungary are rooting for their team to win?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They got nothing else.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Do you care about the Olympics? Is this must-watch viewing? Are you going to be glued to your television set for what, the next 10 days,
couple weeks,
14 days,
yeah.
And you're watching these ceremonies and you'll be crying and waving your flag and all of this stuff? Or is it background noise or you just don't care? You're like, what? The Olympics are this year? I guess so.
By the way, a lot of people are calling you out, Rico.
Why?
They say you described handball incorrectly.
Okay.
I don't know what handball is.
I did. Oh, hey, all right.
Oh, there somebody says handball is what Jeff does when his wife.
Alrighty.
Oh, I can't read that.
Can I get an amen?
All right.
Let go of my meat.
We'll get to the calls. A lot of people want to talk. Does the average American give a damn about the Olympics? You guys are unbelievable. 97 on the ticket.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, there's some people angry. There's some people that totally agree with us. We're asking you, do you give a rip about the Olympics? I say no. Rico says no. David, very godly man, says no. Kenny says no. Although, Rico, it's coming over on the ticket text. It needs to be pointed out how dedicated these athletes are. Yeah, we get it.
Dude, I mean, they're dedicated. It's just... it's a lot of pomp and circumstances for events that I'll never watch care.
The fastest man in the world, 100 meters, Rieger, takes 2 seconds to watch.
If I remember,
okay,
I'll watch.
Plus, it's going to be tape delay.
If I remember, I'll watch
it. Won't. No, it won't.
So what time do I got to tune in to watch the 100 meters?
I'm not sure yet, but I know you can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch archery tomorrow.
On top of that.
Do you think that...
probably the only, maybe the 4x100. But okay. That's only if I happen to catch it. That's it.
If you happen to catch it, okay.
Right. It's not like...
Not appointment viewing for
you. Right, it's like, well, hey, guys, I got to get home because this is going to be running in like 15 minutes. No.
Wow. See, I have to sit in front of it. It's appointment viewing for me. Have to.
Because I'll turn it on or I'll turn on Peacock and I'm like, what am I watching here?
I'm looking at some of the events. Like, we should win surfing, wouldn't you think? Or maybe Australia.
Australia is really good at that. Yeah. New Zealand.
BMX racing. I kind of feel we could win that.
No, England's pretty good at that as well.
They are. Equestrian.
I think the only
thing. England's pretty good at that.
I think there's only two guarantees for the United States is women's soccer and men's basketball.
Women's soccer won 3-0 the other day. Yes, they're going to dominate.
Right.
But they have not won gold in the last two Olympics.
Men's basketball.
They'll lose.
I don't know if the women's team, I mean, they lost to the WNBA All-Stars.
The women's team never loses gold. They've won the last 8 Olympics.
Well, they don't have Caitlin Clark. You know what?
Maybe they didn't send the right women over there.
There you go. All right, 248-539-9797. People do want to talk about the Olympics. Are we bad, unpatriotic people because we don't care? Dave in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Dave?
Hello. You know, my opinion is the Olympics hasn't meant anything since the Cold War ended, because there used to be a certain satisfaction in watching our amateurs beat their professionals. And the last time I had an Olympic moment where I was just jumping out of my seat was in 1982 in Lake Placid when our amateur hockey team beat the Soviets. But since then, hell no, it's professionals against professionals, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Yeah, that was the miracle on ice. Yeah, other than that, it's like, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe when the Dream Team dominated everybody, but it really was no fun. You just got to see all the professionals go out there and just hammer the world.
That's right. There's no fun in that. It was a foregone conclusion. You know, what fun is it in watching the NBA beat up on the rest of the world?
No, Dave,
When the rest of the world catches up to them and beats them, that's fun.
Dave, I'll bet you everything I have that the Americans are not going to lose. That's number one. But number two, I do think we've done such a great job in this country of caring about what we care about, which is every other sport, while other countries... It's without a doubt huge for them, I got to believe.
The only thing that could potentially earn my interest in this Olympics is baseball, seeing whether or not the Americans can beat the Japanese and or Koreans and some of the Caribbean basin teams, because, you know, that's still competitive. And to a certain extent, it's the major leagues versus the rest of the world. But it's still professional versus professional.
Well, you know what, Dave?
Interest once they made it professional versus amateur.
Dave, you just told me something.
Versus professional.
I didn't realize baseball was even the Olympic event.
It goes in and out. It really does.
Well, there's the big debate.
You know what? I can't work with you guys. What are you doing?
You guys have created a very toxic work environment.
That will be a bracket next year.
You can't say anything without you guys jumping on it. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
And that's why.
Stay here, Jeff.
And that's why.
You need some help at 6 o'clock. I'm there for you.
To come on over. We need a producer.
And that's why I made sure I stayed out of the drop tournament this year.
Nicely done. Who won it, by the way? I didn't catch the very end. What won it?
No. Okay, No.
That won it.
No.
That defeated.
Oh, the chair drop went down.
And then it turned around and beat the chair drop song.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the final four? Song that
and it was those two.
No.
It was the moan.
Oh,
and the chair song.
Yeah,
I would have voted for David. 248-539-9797. The ticket text. The exact.
Can
same
I finish
number.
What I was saying though?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. I forgot you were speaking.
Baseball has been in the Olympics and has come. You know what? Forget it.
Here's the thing, though. There is a debate about if that major league player should take 2 weeks off, kind of like they do in hockey.
Yeah, in the middle of the season?
Which would be awful. Could you imagine for 3 weeks to go to the Olympics? Oh, no.
Shorten the season. Trade deadline before the deal.
No. No way. That would be awful. 3 weeks without baseball? That'd be awful. In the middle of the summer?
We live in Detroit. We have 4 months without baseball.
Actually, 6 months. Well said.
There you go.
Well said. DeVell, you're on the ticket. Hey, DeVell, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Good.
That's good. So about the Olympics, no, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't looked forward to it in a while. I mean, as a kid, it was it's crazy because as a kid, I actually did look forward to the Olympics. I watched the whole thing as a kid. But I think my interest waned basically when Dream Team 2 came out. Because the first one was awesome watching them just stomp everybody by 80 or 100 points. But when the second one came out, I remember it was so much bickering about playing time.
Yeah, but
Joe Dumars was on that team.
Yeah, but DeVille,
and
even
Joe
the first
Dumars actually it, sat.
Even the first time, after a while, it wasn't fun. When you see other teams at the free throw line begging Michael Jordan, hey, can I have your jersey after the game? Like,
right.
we're in the second quarter, man. Seriously, can I hit my free throw, please?
Rico, what are you talking about? They're all like you. They're just having fun.
They were having fun. Like, what are you going to go? Go guard Jordan? Okay.
Can you imagine the coaches looking at them doing that, too, though? That like, dude, play ball. But it's just once it's all centered around basically.
Come on, DeVell, seriously, hold on. Think about it. You're the head coach of whatever team. What were you going to say against the Dream Team? What? Hey, I really need
I'm
you guys to focus and get play hard.
I would have said simply, guys, afterwards, get their autograph. That's going to be worth a lot
right.
of money.
Yeah. But
DeVell, I'm curious, though. So who was the last Olympian that you actually cared about? Like, forget the team. Like, we talking Carl Lewis, ooh. Michael Johnson, Michael Phelps?
More than likely, actually, even before that, as crazy as sound, probably individually, Debbie Thomas in figure skating.
Oh, wow.
That's the last one. That's back in the mid-80s.
Wow, that's like before that's Kerrigan. Crazy. Holy cow. All
no,
right.
No.
Thank you, DeVell.
Actually, I was one of the people rooting for Tanya Hardy, which is funny because it was like to me, that was like a wrestling little storyline.
That was amazing.
You know, just out of nowhere, the bad guy, unknown bad guy, masked guy, come out, take the knee out of the good guy. That was wrestling to me.
And it happened in Detroit.
I was a big wrestling fan. Yep, that's what it was. And the fact that it happened in Detroit, awesome.
Thank you, DeVell. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, who didn't get caught up in that? I even watch, for research purposes, only the Tanya Harding adult film. Wait.
It goes in and out.
Why'd it get so weird? Research purposes, of course.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to it.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Carolyn in Lapeer. Not quite sure how you follow that up. Hey, Carolyn, what's up?
I can't follow that up, you guys.
What's going on?
I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I've never stopped watching them. I mean, when I got a moment, but been a loyal fan of you guys, too, by the way.
Thank you.
And I look at it this way. I like to watch because to see how many people represent the great state of Michigan. So we have a lot of athletes that are from Michigan. So, and
how many?
I did talk to I don't know, I lost count, but there's quite a few. Also, when the last Olympics that Michael Phelps participated, we FaceTimed each other and talked to each other back and forth on FaceTime.
Wait, you FaceTimed Michael Phelps?
He FaceTimed me.
Wow!
Wait. No.
Wait, how do you know Phelps?
I've always been a fan from University of Michigan, so yeah.
I'm a fan. He didn't FaceTime me.
Wow.
Well, I think you guys are naughty boys. That's what it is.
You just made the drop tournament, Carolyn, oh, you ever see his gold medal?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You guys are bad.
What? No, what are you talking about? The guy's got like 50 of them.
I can't stop laughing. Stop. You guys, watch the Olympics. Go and root for Michigan.
All
okay?
right. Thank you, so Carolyn.
Called Carolyn, didn't call David.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness.
Go Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, there's some people angry. There's some people that totally agree with us. We're asking you, do you give a rip about the Olympics? I say no. Rico says no. David, very godly man, says no. Kenny says no. Although, Rico, it's coming over on the ticket text. It needs to be pointed out how dedicated these athletes are. Yeah, we get it.
Dude, I mean, they're dedicated. It's just, it's a lot of pomp and circumstances for events that I'll never watch what and will never you watch? Care.
The fastest man in the world. 100 meters. Rigger, takes 2 seconds to watch.
If I remember,
okay,
I'll watch.
Plus, it's going to be taped delay.
If I remember, I'll watch
it. Won't. No, it no. won't.
So what time do I got to tune in to watch the 100 meters?
I'm not sure yet, but I know you can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch archery.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Mm. On top of that.
Do you think that...
Probably the only... Maybe the 4x100. But okay. That's only if I happen to catch it. That's it.
If you happen to catch it. Okay.
Right. It's not like...
Not appointment viewing for
right,
you.
Right. It's like, well, hey, guys, I got to get home because this is going to be running in like 15 minutes. No.
Wow. See, I have to sit in front of it. It's appointment viewing for me. Have really? To.
Because I'll turn it on or I'll turn on Peacock and I'm like, what am I watching here?
I'm looking at some of the events. Like, we should win surfing, wouldn't you think? Or maybe Australia.
Australia is really good at that. Yeah. New Zealand.
BMX racing. I kind of feel we could win that.
No, England's pretty good at that as well.
They are. Equestrian.
I think the only
England's pretty good at that.
I think there's only two guarantees for the United States is women's soccer and men's basketball.
Women's soccer won 3-0 the other day. Oh. Yes, they're going to dominate.
Right.
But they have not won gold in the last two Olympics.
Men's basketball.
They'll lose.
I don't know if the women's team. I mean, they lost to the WNBA All-Stars.
The women's team never loses gold. They've won the last 8 Olympics.
Well, they don't have Caitlin Clark. You know what?
Maybe they didn't send the right women over there.
There you go. All right, 248-539-9797. People do want to talk about the Olympics. Are we bad, unpatriotic people because we don't care? Dave in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Dave?
Hello. My opinion is the Olympics hasn't meant anything since the Cold War ended. Because there used to be a certain satisfaction in watching our amateurs beat their professionals. And the last time I had an Olympic moment where I was just jumping out of my seat was in 1982 in Lake Placid when our amateur hockey team beat the Soviets.
Hey.
But since then, hell no, it's professionals against professionals and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Yeah, that was the Miracle on Ice. Yeah, don't, other than that, it's like, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe when the Dream Team dominated everybody, but it really was no fun. You just got to see all the professionals go out there and just hammer the world.
That's right. There's no fun in that. It was a foregone conclusion. You know, what fun is it in watching the NBA beat up on the rest of the world?
No, David,
when the rest of the world catches up to them and beats them, that's fun.
Dave, I'll bet you everything I have that the Americans are not going to lose. That's number one. But number two, I do think we've done such a great job in this country of caring about what we care about, which is every other sport, while other countries, it's without a doubt huge for them, I got to believe.
The only thing that could potentially earn my interest in this Olympics is baseball, seeing whether or not the Americans can beat the Japanese and or Koreans and some of the Caribbean basin teams, because, you know, that's still competitive. And to a certain extent, it's the major leagues versus the rest of the world. But it's still professional versus professional. I just...
Well, you know what, Dave?
Interest once they made it professional versus amateur.
Dave, you just told me something.
Professional.
I didn't realize baseball was even the Olympic event.
It goes in and out. It really does.
Well, there's the big debate.
You know what? I can't work with you guys. What are you doing?
You guys have created a very toxic work environment.
That will be a bracket next year.
You guys literally, you can't say anything without you guys jumping on it. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
And that's why.
Stay here, Jeff.
And that's why.
You need some help at 6 o'clock. I'm there for you.
To come on over. We need a producer.
And that's why I made sure I stayed out of the drop tournament this year.
Nicely done by who won it, by the way? I didn't catch the very end. What won it?
No. Okay, no, okay. No, no.
That won it.
No, no, no.
That defeated.
Oh, the chair drop went down.
And then it turned around and beat the chair drop song.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the final four? Song, that, no, that, and
this,
then
it was
those two.
No. Okay, no, okay. No, no.
Calm
no, no, no.
It was the moan.
Oh.
And the chair song.
Yeah.
I would have voted for David. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number.
Can I finish what I was saying, though?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. I forgot you were speaking.
Baseball has been in the Olympics and has come, you know what, forget it.
Here's the thing, though. There is a debate about if that major league player should take 2 weeks off, kind of like they do in hockey.
Yeah, in the middle of the season.
Which would be awful. Could you imagine for 3 weeks to go to the Olympics? Oh, no.
Shorten the season. Trade deadline before the deal.
No. No way. That would be awful. 3 weeks without baseball? That'd be awful. In the middle of the summer?
We live in Detroit. We have 4 months without baseball.
Actually, 6 months. Well said.
There you go.
Well said. DeVal, you're on the ticket. Hey, DeVal, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Good.
That's good. So about the Olympics, no, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't looked forward to it in a while. I mean, as a kid, it's crazy because as a kid, I actually did look forward to the Olympics. I watched the whole thing as a kid. But I think my interest waned basically when Dream Team 2 came out. Because the first one was awesome watching them just stomp everybody by 80 or 100 points. But when the second one came out, I remember it was so much bickering about playing time.
Yeah, but
Joe Dumars was on that team.
Yeah, but DeVille, even the first even the first time, after a while, it wasn't fun. When you see other teams at the free throw line begging Michael Jordan, "Hey, can I have your jersey after the game?" Like,
right.
we're in the second quarter, man. Seriously, can I hit my free throw, please?
Rico, what are you talking about? They're all like you. They're just having fun.
They were having fun. Like, what are you gonna go guard Jordan? Oh, okay.
Can you imagine the coaches looking at them doing that too? Though that like, dude, play ball, but. It's just it's all centered around basically.
Come on, DeVille, seriously, hold on. Think about it. You're the head coach of whatever team. What were you going to say against the Dream Team? What? Hey, I really need you guys to focus and get play hard.
I would have said simply, guys, afterwards, get their autograph. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
But
DeVille, I'm curious, though. So who was the last Olympian that you actually cared about? Like, forget the team. Like, we're talking Carl Lewis, ooh, Michael Johnson, Michael Phelps?
More than likely, actually, even before that, as crazy as it sounds, probably individually, Debbie Thomas in figure skating.
Oh, wow.
That's the last one. That's back in the mid-80s.
Wow, that's like before Kerrigan. Holy cow. All right. Thank you, DeVille.
Actually, I was one of the people rooting for Tanya Hardy, which is funny because it was like to me, that was like a wrestling little storyline.
That was amazing.
You know, just out of nowhere, the bad guy, unknown bad guy, masked guy, come out, take the knee out of the good guy. That was wrestling to me.
And it happened in Detroit.
I was a big wrestling fan. Yep, that's what it was. And the fact that it happened in Detroit, awesome.
Thank you, DeVille. No, I'm with you. Yes. I'm with you. I mean, who didn't get caught up in that? I even watch, for research purposes only, the Tanya Harding adult film. Wait.
It goes in and out.
Why'd it get so weird? Research purposes, of course.
Oh, you got to give him that huck to it.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Carolyn in Lapeer. Not quite sure how you follow that up. Hey, Carolyn, what's up?
I can't follow that up, you guys.
What's going on?
I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I've never stopped watching them. I mean, when I got a moment, but been a loyal fan of you guys, too, by the way.
Thank you.
And I look at it this way. I like to watch because to see how many people represent the great state of Michigan. So we have a lot of athletes that are from Michigan. So, I did talk to I don't know, I lost count, but there's quite a few. Also, when the last Olympics that Michael Phelps participated, we FaceTimed each other and talked to each other back and forth on FaceTime.
Wait, you FaceTimed Michael Phelps?
He FaceTimed me.
Wow!
Wait. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. Wait, how do you know Phelps?
I've always been a fan from University of Michigan, so yeah.
I'm a fan. He didn't FaceTime me.
Wow.
Well, I think you guys are naughty boys. That's what it is.
You just made the drop tournament. Carolyn, oh, you ever see his gold medal?
No.
Oh.
Okay. You guys are bad.
What? No, what are you talking about? So the guy's got like 50 of them.
I can't stop laughing. Stop. You guys watch the Olympics. Go and root for Michigan.
All okay? right. Thank you, so Carolyn.
Called Carolyn, didn't call David.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness. You guys done?
You know what? I think it's time to go.
By the way, 42 athletes, past and present, from the University of Michigan are in this Olympics. 42.
Okay.
So,
you know what?
There you go.
Dan, I think Usain Bolt was maybe the last time
he was great.
Watched somebody just because he would. Yeah.
Remember when he tried out for the NFL or thought he could play in the NFL after he won the gold medal?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then I wonder, it was Maurice Green when he was, but I thought he did the fire extinguisher after he won the race in the Olympics, but I guess it wasn't. Like he basically took his shoes off and acted like they were so on fire, and he actually sprayed them down with a fire extinguisher.
Remember Michael Johnson and the gold shoes?
Yeah.
And then Ben Johnson. He won the gold, and then he got busted for steroids. Yeah. That was good.
Ben Johnson was out there running with yellow eyes, okay? Yeah. If you could not see that he was high on, like, he was steroid up. The only thing missing.
That was like in the heart of the steroid era.
Right. The only thing missing was giving him a sugar cube after the end of the race, okay?
Well, it should have tipped people off when Lance Armstrong gave him a handshake afterwards. I made that part up.
I think you guys are naughty boys.
It goes in and out.
Okay. Oh, you got to give him that hug.
Does naughty boys make the tournament for next year? All right. 248-539-9797. Some football next. 97 won the ticket. 97 won the ticket in football today. Right now.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In football today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
So training camp has begun all over the country. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go through some dark horses for MVP. Yes, I understand they haven't played an actual game yet, but we are looking so forward to the game. So let's talk about it. First up for the dark horse, MVP odds, plus 5,000. Caleb Williams for the Chicago Bears. Now they have a loaded offense, Roma Dunze. They also have Keenan Allen. They also have DeAndre Swift. Could he be a dark horse for MVP?
You know what? I think he absolutely can be a dark horse. The reason being, David, if he is just good, the media is going to make him great. The media wants Caleb Williams to be that next QB, and he's in Chicago. That it's almost going to become like Aaron Rodgers-like, where it's like, okay, guys, really, he doesn't walk on water. There's other better quarterbacks out there, but yes, if he is just remotely good, and let's say he gets the Bears to 10 wins, he would be an MVP candidate.
I agree. I do. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. I think 10 wins is going to be tough in that division, but he's walking into a great situation. They won 7 games last year with Justin Fields as their quarterback. I would think he's an upgrade to Justin Fields. That's fair to say, despite he's a rookie. So I do think that first overall pick of the draft.
See, I think he's
about
only
to be transcendent. I
only think he's an upgrade because they actually wanted him there. They never wanted Fields there.
And they've insulated him here because he also has DJ Moore and Cole Kmet. He's more insulated with talent,
too,
yes, than what Justin Fields ever had.
Not to mention he can throw the ball.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, didn't they also get the receiver from the Chargers? Or I thought they had one more receiver
there. Keenan Allen. So they have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, and an improved offensive line.
If he's good, I could easily see that. If they win the division, and I'm not saying that they will, but oh my God, if the Bears win the division, Caleb Williams will be your MVP.
What would hurt Lions fans more, if the Bears won the division or the Packers won the division?
I think probably the Bears, because
the Bears would,
because you expect the Packers to be good. You don't expect the Bears to be that good that fast.
Lions fans would throw a lot of golf clubs if that happened.
I agree. Next on the list, MVP odds of plus 4,000. Plays for one of the top teams in the NFC. His name, Christian McCaffrey. He was third in MVP voting last year.
David, he can. The problem is, it's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It's a quarterback award. In order for a running back or any other position player to win the MVP, he would have to go out there and score like 25 plus touchdowns and have damn near 2,000 yards rushing and probably another 800 yards in receiving. And it still would be a tight race for him to win the MVP. So it's not made for running backs, but if it was, he's the bell cow there. They don't share the rock. He stays healthy. He's going to get 90% of the carries in San Francisco.
Well, let me give you this before you speak, Jeff. So the last running back to receive the MVP, Adrian Peterson, 2012. Now he amassed for 2,097 yards. Total, rushing and receiving, McCaffrey had 2,023 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
So not even Derrick Henry. See, that's what I'm saying. This is not made for running backs.
Yeah, it's a bet I would never make simply because they have way too much talent, too. Like, it's just him, right? Adrian Peterson. They have Brandon Ayuk if he comes back. They have Deebo Samuel.
Right,
they have
George Kittle. But the thing is, kind of like the Lions, it all is based upon that running
game.
And
I agree. I just don't think he's going to have a chance to get upwards of 1,800 yards, much less 2,000. You know what I mean?
Could be close.
Yeah, so he would need a lot of total yards to get that. So, next on the list, at plus 3,500 odds for the MVP, this guy just signed a four-year, $180 million contract to be the new quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. His name is Kirk Cousins. Dark horse MVP candidates, man. Just saying.
Okay, I wouldn't put money on this. I wouldn't even put Rieger's money on this. He has all the tools around him, but he's never even sniffed an MVP before. So I don't know why he would start now that he's in Atlanta. He's got a running game. He's got receivers. But I also think in order to be the MVP, you need a little bit of a wow factor as a quarterback, and he's not. He's Mr. Safe.
Mr. Cole's Cash.
Right. He's Mr., you know, check down. He's that guy. He's not, I'm going to scramble and pull a Lamar Jackson and run down the field for 60 yards.
Finally, on this list, at plus 1,600 MVP odds, this guy is a former MVP, four-time MVP, quarterback for the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers.
You want to go first this time, Rieger?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, hell no.
This man is a criminal.
I don't think he's a criminal. I tell you this. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of our life. He's won the MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. He even has some weapons.
Having sex with a porn star.
Please, Joe. I got this. You just can't trust him, though. It's already falling apart. He's already admitted he got fined for going to Egypt during mandatory training camp or mini camp, whatever the hell it was. You cannot trust him. At this point in his life, he'd rather run for vice president than maybe be the quarterback of the Jets. So even though there's no doubt in my mind that he probably still has crazy talent, I just don't think he's committed enough. So I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go yes. And it's for the first reason that we talked about Caleb Williams. The media, the New York media. If he's decent, they're going to hype him up. If he's decent, they're going to make him good. If he's good, they're going to make him great because the Jets and New York need this to happen. They need this to work. They need all of this. So, yeah, if all of a sudden the Jets win 10, 11 games, they're going to say it's all because of Aaron Rodgers.
Are they going
not
to?
Because of the Jets' defense.
Which is great.
It's going to be all Aaron Rodgers, and he will be placed up there in the MVP race. He won't deserve it, but that's just how it goes.
But is he capable? I agree with you if they do get 12 wins.
No,
if they
I don't
win
think
the
he's
division.
Capable because
I don't
honestly,
either. That's
I think,
what I'm saying.
I think if the season goes just south, like he will do pretty much, he will quit on the field.
Oh, season goes south, he disappears.
He's quitting on the field.
You don't ever
you
see
saw
him again.
That after the first three plays of last year.
Right.
He got sacked. And on the play he got knocked out, I see you, David. The play he got knocked out, I literally thought he was thinking about quitting football. I didn't know he got injured.
Right.
But he just looked like, you know what, I'm not doing this all year. Okay? It's now 4th and 25. You guys got to block somebody.
How many times is Robert Saleh going to say, yeah, I don't know where my quarterback is? All right, that's football today. Football today, right now.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In football today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
So training camp has begun all over the country. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go through some dark horses for MVP. Yes, I understand they haven't played an actual game yet, but we are looking so forward to the game. So let's talk about it. First up for the dark horse, MVP odds, plus 5,000. Caleb Williams for the Chicago Bears. Now they have a loaded offense, Roma Dunze. They also have Keenan Allen. They also have DeAndre Swift. Could he be a dark horse for MVP?
You know what? I think he absolutely can be a dark horse. The reason being, David, if he is just good, the media is going to make him great. The media wants Caleb Williams to be that next QB, and he's in Chicago. That it's almost going to become like Aaron Rodgers-like, where it's like, okay, guys, really, he doesn't walk on water. There's other better quarterbacks out there, but yes, if he is just remotely good, and let's say he gets the Bears to 10 wins, he would be an MVP candidate.
I agree. I do. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. I think 10 wins is going to be tough in that division, but he's walking into a great situation. They won 7 games last year with Justin Fields as their quarterback. I would think he's an upgrade to Justin Fields. That's fair to say, despite he's a rookie. So I do think that first overall pick of the draft.
See, I think he's
only to be transcendent. I only think
he's an upgrade because they actually wanted him there. They never wanted Fields there.
And they've insulated him here because he also has DJ Moore and Cole Kmet. He's more insulated with talent,
too, yes.
Yes, than what Justin Fields ever had.
Not to mention he can throw the ball.
Well, we'll see about
that. Yeah,
didn't
they also get the receiver from was it the Chargers or? I thought they had one more receiver
there.
Keenan Allen. So they have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, and an improved offensive line.
If he's good, I could easily see that. If they win the division, and I'm not saying that they will, but oh my God, if the Bears win the division, Caleb Williams will be your MVP.
What would hurt Lions fans more, if the Bears won the division or the Packers won the division?
I think probably the Bears because
the Bears would expect
the Packers to be good. You don't expect the Bears to be that good that fast.
Lions fans would throw a lot of golf clubs if that happened.
I agree. Next on the list, MVP odds of plus 4,000. Plays for one of the top teams in the NFC. His name, Christian McCaffrey. He was third in MVP voting last year.
David, he can. The problem is, it's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It's a quarterback award. In order for a running back or any other position player to win the MVP, he would have to go out there and score like 25-plus touchdowns and have damn near 2,000 yards rushing and probably another 800 yards in receiving. And it still would be a tight race for him to win the MVP. So it's not made for running backs, but if it was, he's the bell cow there. They don't share the rock. He stays healthy. He's going to get 90% of the carries in San Francisco.
Well, let me give you this before you speak, Jeff. So the last running back to receive the MVP, Adrian Peterson, 2012. Now he amassed for 2,097 yards. Total, rushing and receiving, McCaffrey had 2,023 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
So not even Derrick Henry. See, that's what I'm saying. This is not made for running backs.
Yeah, it's a bet I would never make simply because they have way too much talent, too. Like, it's not, it's just him, right? Adrian Peterson. They have Brandon Ayuk if he comes back. They have Deebo Samuel.
Right,
they have
George Kittle. But the thing is, kind of like the Lions, it all is based upon that running
game. And I agree. I just don't think he's going to have a chance to get upwards of 1,800 yards, much less 2,000. You know what I mean?
Could be close.
Yeah, so he would need a lot of total yards to get that. So, next on the list, at plus 3,500 odds for the MVP, this guy just signed a four-year, $180 million contract to be the new quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. His name is Kirk Cousins. Dark horse MVP candidates, man. Just saying.
Okay. I wouldn't put money on this. I wouldn't even put Rieger's money on this. He has all the tools around him, but he's never even sniffed an MVP before. So I don't know why he would start now that he's in Atlanta. He's got a running game. He's got receivers. But I also think in order to be the MVP, you need a little bit of a wow factor as a quarterback, and he's not. He's Mr. Safe.
He's Cole's cash.
Right. He's Mr., you know, check down. He's that guy. He's not, I'm going to scramble and pull a Lamar Jackson and run down the field for 60 yards.
Finally, on this list, at plus 1,600 MVP odds, this guy is a former MVP, four-time MVP, quarterback for the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers.
You want to go first this time, Rieger?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, hell no.
This man is a criminal.
I don't think he's a criminal. I tell you this, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of our life. He's won the MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. He even has some weapons.
Having sex with a porn star.
Please, Joe. I got this. You just can't trust him, though. It's already fallen apart. He's already admitted he got fined for going to Egypt during mandatory training camp or mini camp, whatever the hell it was. You cannot trust him. At this point in his life, he'd rather run for vice president than maybe be the quarterback of the Jets. So even though there's no doubt in my mind that he probably still has crazy talent, I just don't think he's committed enough. So I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go yes. And it's for the first reason that we talked about Caleb Williams, the media, the New York media. If he's decent, they're going to hype him up. If he's decent, they're going to make him good. If he's good, they're going to make him great because the Jets and New York need this to happen. They need this to work. They need all of this. So, yeah, if all of a sudden the Jets win 10, 11 games, they're going to say it's all because of Aaron Rodgers. Because of the Jets' defense.
Which is great.
It's going to be all Aaron Rodgers, and he will be placed up there in the MVP race. He won't deserve it, but that's just how it goes.
But is he capable? I agree with you if they do get 12 wins.
No,
if they
I don't
win
think
the
he's
division.
Capable because
I don't
honestly,
either. That's
I think,
what I'm saying.
I think if the season goes
just south. Like he will do pretty much. He will quit on the field.
Oh, season goes south, he disappears.
He's quitting on the field.
You don't ever
you
see
saw
him again.
That after the first three plays of last year. Right. He got sacked. And on the play he got knocked out. I see you, David. The play he got knocked out. I literally thought he was thinking about quitting football. I didn't know he got injured.
Right.
But he just looked like, you know what? I'm not doing this all year. Okay. It's now 4th and 25. You guys got to block somebody.
How many times is Robert Saleh going to say, yeah, I don't know where my quarterback is? All right, that's football today.